بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، إن شاء الله just continuing from this chapter. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى يا كريم. إن شاء الله continuing from this chapter. الحمد لله we're going through the chapter باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا. Mentioning the virtues of having zuhd inside of the dunya, and encouraging one to have less of the things of the dunya, and the virtues of faqr, poverty. So the next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بأنعم أهل الدنيا من أهل النار يوم القيامة فيصبغ في النار صبغة ثم يقال يا ابن آدم هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ هل مر بك نعيم قط؟ فيقول لا والله يا ربي. ويؤتى بأشد الناس بؤسا في الدنيا من أهل الجنة فيصبغ صبغة في الجنة فيقال له يا ابن آدم هل رأيت بؤسا قط؟ هل مر بك شدة قط؟ فيقول لا والله ما مر بي بؤس قط ولا رأيت شدة قط. رواه مسلم. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu riwayat farmate hain ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya qiyamah ke din duniya walon mein se sabse zyada jis shakhs ko Allah ta'ala ne ni'maton se nawaza tha inko bulaya jayega aur ye jahannam walon mein se hoga jahannamiyon mein se hoga aur usko bulaya jayega qiyamah ke din aur Allah ta'ala isko جنت کے اندر ایک دفعہ صرف داخل کروائیں گے. یصبغو کا مطلب ہے رنگ ڈالنا، کہ ایک دفعہ رنگ ڈالنا مطلب ایک ہلکی ایک سیکنڈ کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو جہنم میں داخل کریں گے، اور پھر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی پھر کہا جائے گا کہ یبن آدم، اے آدم کا بیٹا، هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ کیا تو نے کبھی کوئی بلائی دیکھا تھا دنیا کے اندر؟ هل مر بك نعيم قط؟ کیا کبھی تیرے سامنے سے کوئی نعمت گزرا تھا دنیا کے اندر؟ اور وہ شخص کہے گا کہ نہیں اللہ کے قسم اے میرے رب، مطلب وہ قسم کا کہ کہے گا کہ نہیں، دنیا کے اندر جتنے نعمتیں اللہ تعالیٰ جتنی نعمتوں سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو نوازا تھا ایک سیکنڈ کے اندر یہ سب کچھ بھول چکا ہوگا، بھول گیا ہوگا. اور پھر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کہیں گے، اور پھر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ حکم دیں گے، اور اس شخص کو لایا جائے گا جو دنیا کے اندر سب سے زیادہ مصیبتوں میں، پریشانیوں میں، جس شخص سب سے زیادہ مبتلا تھا اس کو لایا جائے گا، اور یہ جنت والوں میں سے ہوگا، اور پھر اس کو صرف ایک سیکنڈ کے لیے جنت میں داخلہ اس کی ہوگی، اور پھر اس سے پوچھا جائے گا کہ اے آدم کا بیٹا، کیا تو نے دنیا کے اندر کبھی کوئی مشکل وقت، پریشانی، اس سے کبھی بھی تیرا گزرا کرنا پڑا تھا؟ تو وہ جواب دے گا کہ نہیں، اللہ کے قسم کبھی بھی کوئی پریشانی، کوئی مصیبت کا سامنا مجھے نہیں کرنا پڑا. جنت کے اندر ایک سیکنڈ کے لیے داخلہ ہونے کی وجہ سے دنیا کی تمام پریشانیوں کو، دنیا کی تمام مشکلات کو وہ بھول چکا ہوگا. So this hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of Qiyamah, one person from the people of Jahannam will be called, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the most blessings inside of the dunya, an'ami ahli dunya. And then he will be placed into Jahannam, he will be dipped into the fire of Jahannam. Basically, he will be entered into the fire of Jahannam just momentarily. And then it will be said to him, O son of Adam, have you ever seen any goodness ever? Has any blessing passed by you? Have you ever benefited from any blessing, any pleasure inside of the dunya? He will say, no, I swear by Allah, O my Lord. So he will say, no, he'll reject it. Every blessing of the dunya, one entrance into Jahannam, you'll have forgotten about all of the pleasures of the dunya. Not even a single one will he be able to remember. He's not, is he lying? He's not lying, but the severity of Jahannam, the torment, the pain will be such that everything else is forgotten. When a person is so fearful, sometimes you can't move, sometimes you can't think about anything else. So this is the extent. Of course, these are all comparisons in the dunya. That person is terrified, they can't move. Person is terrified, they don't. People say, you are scared, why didn't you react in self-defense? Why didn't you phone the police? Why didn't you do this? A person says, I couldn't think about any of those things. I was just shocked, in fear. So if this can happen in the dunya, imagine the adab of the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala save. Allah Ta'ala not let a single hair on our bodies burn in the fire of Jahannam. But this is the reality. The person is entered, every khayr and goodness is forgotten of the dunya because of the terror. And then, that person will be called from the people of the dunya who had the most problems, the most hardships, the most calamities. Allah Ta'ala will call him. And he will be again dipped into Jannah, just for a second. Dunya ke andar har ek baat, hum to sab, we're all the most pareshan, most stressful. If somebody tells you about stress, you have to complain about your own stress. You don't want somebody to feel that you're happy. If the person says, I'm stressed, I've got tension, you need to demonstrate to them that you are, as stressed as they are, or even if not more. Right? If somebody tells you a problem they're going through, you need to tell them that I am more experienced in my problems. This is the nature. We feel like even competing in terms of our problems and our troubles. Somebody tells me I'm ill, somebody else has to respond and say, oh yes, I'm even more ill. So this is the way we are, human beings have been created. So someone who legitimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in such difficulty, such tests and tribulations. Remember, this person is from the people of Jannah. So the people of Jannah are tested, especially the Anbiya alayhim salam, those who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. That the people who Allah ta'ala tests the most are the Anbiya alayhim salam. And then those who are most similar to them, subhanallah. In their qualities, in their attributes, in their level of iman. Allah Ta'ala tests them the most. And then those who come after. Sometimes we become deluded by, oh, this person is a great, pious person. Why? Because they're a very publicly big personality, a scholar. They're giving talks, they're giving lectures. But who's piety? Piety is all in the heart. And who Allah Ta'ala loves and who Allah has chosen, nobody knows. Allah does not need to disclose this to anybody. So there are so many stories of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember reading about Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. No, Sayyidina Abdul Wahid Chishti rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a great student of Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. So Shaykh Abdul Wahid Chishti rahmatullahi alayhi, he was once passing in a certain place and he saw this Abyssinian person. This Abyssinian Ethiopian dark-skinned person. So he thought to himself, just in his mind, just a thought passed, that what is this person's status in the sight of Allah? Just a thought passed. Because these people were connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he passed, what is this person's status, maqam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That person looked at him and he said, oh Abdul Wahid, there are such people who if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, they can pick up a stone and they can turn it to gold. And he picked up a stone like this and it became gold. And then he said, but they have no love of the dunya. And then he threw it down and he walked away. This is mentioned by Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi in his Tariq of Mashayikh Chisht. The point is this, who is beloved to Allah? Nobody has a stamp on their forehead. Nobody knows. To the extent, subhanAllah, the hadith, the terrifying hadith, on the day of Qiyamah when some people will come in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be ready to feed them from the kawthar. This is, subhanAllah, such an accomplishment that you are from Rasulullah's ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah has put you in his circle, about to be fed. And then the angels will come and they'll start pulling that person away. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, "Haulai ashabi." He's from my companions. These people are from my companions. And the angels will say, no. Innakum innaka la tadri ma ahdathu ba'dak. You don't know what these people did after you left the dunya. So it's so terrifying. Who does? How? What guarantee do we have? Nobody has any guarantee. The only point that, the main point that we need to take seriously is that this life, the whole thing is a test. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, difficult test, we might find it difficult. But remember, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of India, he used to say, when someone asked, what's the difference? How can you tell the difference between what is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, if a difficulty comes into your life and it helps you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it becomes a catalyst, a cause for you to connect with Allah ta'ala, then know that it was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it becomes something due to which you feel distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that this was a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything in which a person then feels motivated to connect, make dua, recite Quran, perform salah, mashallah, a lot of people we see, a lot of brothers and sisters you meet on a daily basis, they have lots of problems, and then they, I'm going through problems, so now I'm reading my salah now, and I'm wearing the hijab now, and I'm doing, mashallah, it's a good thing. That Allah ta'ala tested you, and now that caused you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, so this person has been through the most difficulties in the dunya, and then he is entered into Jannah, dipped into Jannah for 1 second, and then the angels will ask him, have you ever seen any hardship, any calamity in the dunya? And he will say, no, O Allah, I swear by you. He will take a qasam, I never saw any hardship, any calamity in the dunya. The blessings of Jannah, subhanallah. You can describe it as much as you want. Scholars have written beautiful kitabs on it. And, Jannah, the different blessings of Jannah, the conversations the people will have in Jannah, the couches, just the description of the couches and the sofas and the things that the people will recline on, the cushions that people will recline on in Jannah, the beds of Jannah, the people of Jannah, such description. But none of this will be what we see when we enter Jannah. Something totally different. All of this is just to make it easier for us. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in the hadith? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Hadith Qudsi, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my pious servants that which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and no mind has ever imagined. Subhanallah. So everything we say is just comparison. Things of the dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make it appealing for us based on the things of the dunya that we find appealing, these examples have been given. And inshallah, something like that will be in Jannah, but something like that, something of that category, but nothing like what we can imagine. Some people make a mistake and say, oh, it'll be nothing like this. So these are all metaphorical. And some people have even gone astray in the past, some deviated sects in the Ummah who say all the description of Jannah is metaphorical. And all the description of Jahannam is metaphorical. And that can take you out of the fold of Islam. Right? This is where a person goes into zandaqa, becomes a zindiq. They're denying things that Allah Ta'ala has said. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about a river, فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ تَجْرِي فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَّذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُصَفًّى. Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that in Jannah, the Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers, for the righteous ones, there are four streams, four rivers that flow inside of it. Allah Ta'ala has clearly mentioned rivers. That, water which never goes bad, milk which never goes off, wine which does not give a person any headache, honey, a river of honey. Allah Ta'ala mentions these four rivers. So if a person says, oh, this is all metaphorical, right? These are all expressions. It's wrong, you're denying an ayah of the Quran. This can take a person out of the fold of Islam. So we accept that these are something of that category will be in Jannah, but how will it look? How will it taste? Can we imagine it? No. It's impossible. Allah Ta'ala has created our brains, our minds, and Allah has kept it limited. Allah has created our eyes, has kept them limited. We know that when a person passes away in the Akhirah, they will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this dunya, nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the Akhirah they can see it, meaning these limitations which are on our eyes in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala will lift them. The mind, the limitations on the mind. In this dunya, the kafir many times, disbeliever, he's so confident that my disbelief is correct. That the fact that I do not believe in Allah is correct, and he is so certain and he is so stubborn upon this disbelief. As soon as he dies, these locks on the mind will open. Everything will be clear cut. He will be entered into Jahannam. Not for a second will he think that Allah Ta'ala is doing injustice upon me. Allah is doing zulm upon me. So this is the reality. So everything in this dunya is limited. A human being has to accept their limitations. If I know I don't have the power to lift 300 kg in the gym, if I don't have the ability to see what's beyond this wall, if I don't have the ability to hear what's beyond this wall, everything physically is limited. So I need to also accept mentally, Allah Ta'ala has created limitations in my aqal. In my intellect, not everything can I figure out with my intellect. But in the Akhirah, everything will make sense. doesn't mean that we become like deaf, dumb and blind people. Allah Ta'ala still wants us to use aql, but there can be certain questions like taqdeer, the question of taqdeer and fate. Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, bahrun amiqun la talij, that it's a very deep ocean. You're not going to be able to understand certain aspects of taqdeer. That's why we've been instructed. Think about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think about where Allah ta'ala was and what Allah was doing before He created the universe and these questions, because your mind won't be able to understand them. Your mind has not been created in a way that it can answer or be satisfied with answers to those questions. That's why inshallah, we need to understand the limitations that we have, and we need to understand that Jannah and Jahannam exist, and the beauties and the bounties and the blessings of Jannah exist, and they are things that no mind can ever imagine, no eye has ever seen in this dunya, but they exist. And subhanAllah, once the person, this hadith is enough for us, forgotten all the hardships. So you know the hadith, so many hadiths like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, a person, you know, when you do dua inside of the dunya, oh Allah give me this, oh Allah give me this, oh Allah give me this. Du'as can be accepted in one of three ways. One is Allah Ta'ala gives you what you want, done. And one is Allah's a calamity or a difficulty was about to come in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that calamity away. So that's how your dua was answered. And the third thing is that Allah Ta'ala in this dunya does not give you what you want, but saves the reward of that dua for you in the akhirah. So one of three ways duas are answered. So when a person dies and they see all this reward, ya Allah, where did all this reward come from? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these were the duas that you thought were unanswered in the dunya. And the person will say, oh, I wish every single dua I made was unanswered. So this is the reality. Akhirat is a totally different ball game. We have to accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, and understand that this is something far beyond our understanding. This is so great, so amazing. This is the reality of life. To prepare for that life, this is nothing. This is how the pious people could stay awake all night long in ibadat of Allah ta'ala. The other day we were reading a hadith in class. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the masjid. It's a hadith in Riyadh al-Salihin actually. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the masjid and he sees ropes hanging on the pillar, or a rope hanging on the pillar from one pillar to another pillar, extended, tied. So he says, who did this? And the sahaba say, ya Rasulullah, it's Zainab radiallahu anha, meaning the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at night time during tahajjud, she becomes so tired, she feels like she's going to fall asleep, she holds onto that rope to continue with her tahajjud salah, just so she doesn't fall asleep. SubhanAllah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person shouldn't burden themselves with ibadat more than they can bear. But the point is, this is when the pious people, the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they understood that it was all about the next life. This dunya is temporary. Things of this dunya are temporary. A person should not become too attached. A person should constantly have the focus of the akhirah in front of their mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Everyone ready for this inshallah? Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this hadith. SubhanAllah.